Turn in your Bibles to the book of Acts, chapter 2. I'll begin with verse 1, but I'll be reading several other verses. Verse 1 says, "When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord and in one place." When it says in verse 1 that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, I believe that this day of Pentecost, I believe that this was the 50th day after the Passover, and that this was the 50th time that this had taken place, the 50th time on the 50th day, which would be Pentecost fully come, when the 50th day happened on the 50th time, the Holy Spirit, I believe, descended from on high. And then verse 2 it says, "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitudes came together, and they were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, "What meaneth this?" Others, mocking, said, "These men are full of new wine." But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, "You men of Judea, and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these men are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day." And then in verse 16, Peter explains what meaneth this. Peter says, "This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. This is that." Oh, what a statement. The ministry of Pentecost had its beginning in an unusual fashion. It began in an atmosphere of excitement and enthusiasm. The sound of a rushing mighty wind filled all the house where they were sitting. And there was 120 filled, jubilant disciples speaking in other tongues the wonderful works of God. This was the fireplace where the first Pentecostal fire was built. This was pure, virgin power, unadulterated Pentecost. This was Pentecost before the theologians got to it. It defies analysis. So, we see that this Pentecostal church began in a blast from heaven, a brimful of spiritual experiences, of speaking in tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. The scripture states, "When this was noised abroad, the multitudes came together." Such words as confounded, amazed, marveled, doubt, and some mockingly said, "These men are filled with new wine." When Peter heard this, he knew it was time for someone to speak up. No doubt he looked down the line of the 11 apostles and thought maybe that one of them would step forward and speak up. Maybe John or James, or what about his own brother Andrew? Shouldn't somebody say something? Peter knew it was time for someone to speak up. When they said these men are drunk, Peter couldn't contain himself, knowing that someone had to say something. He stepped forward, because he wanted them to know that they had not been down at Joe's bar, as they supposed, too early. It was only 9 o'clock in the morning. Joe's bar is closed. When the multitude asked, "What meaneth this?" Peter's answer was a masterpiece. You will find no better answer anywhere. I have heard many people struggle to answer those that would ask, "What meaneth this?" But Peter simply turned to the scriptures to validate this great Pentecostal happening. My friend, if your experience cannot be validated by the scriptures, then it must not be scriptural. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.